Matt Greenwood with Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers, the Lady Panthers, as they fall to Steelville in the semifinals in the Central Christmas Tournament. And they're going to move on into the third-place game against the Arcadia Valley Tigers. We'll get your thoughts, Coach, on that in just a second. But kind of take us through this game for you, that 1-3 zone that Steelville threw out on you kind of wreaked some trouble for you.
Yeah, anytime a team that can play the 1-3-1 zone that well, it really forces your players to make be able to make plays. And we always struggled finding some consistency with that early on. You know, kind of found a groove there and was able to get back in the game and keep it competitive there for a while. And then there at the end, we just kind of hit the panic button and kind of got away from the things that was working for us early on. And they were able to stretch that lead out on us.
I think one of the things that maybe pops out about the game is the lack of low post scoring. That 1-3-1 zone does a good job of taking away from that, and then also Ayers in the mid-range game wouldn't allow a lot of space to work.
Yeah, they're really long and athletic, and that really can – I mean, that's why they do that. They can do it well, and it really takes away a lot of strengths from teams. You know, but you can't just stand out there and pass around and shoot it. You can't just dribble to the bucket. You know, they do a good job of cutting off the lanes where – you know, it just forces you to know how to play basketball and, like I said, make plays.
We saw Ashley Micken hit quite a few big threes throughout the game and then kind of hurt her leg a little bit. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, she turned her ankle a little bit. I think she'll be fine. It's just one of those pretty common injuries, you know, that we're unfortunately forced to deal with throughout the season. But, you know, I think she'll be all right. She walked it off a little bit and wanted to get back out there. So, like I said, I think it'll just be a few days. She'll be okay.
You didn't really have to go deep into the bench. You think you might use them a little bit more in third place on Saturday?
Yeah, we may have to. You know, like I said, this is one of those games where, you know, a player's skill and ability is really the determining factor how effective they'll be. And so, like I said, we weren't able to get into the bench as much as we'd like to. But AV, play a different style of game. I think we'll be able to roll a few more players out there and save some legs for the end of the game on Saturday.
Let's get your thoughts on the AV matchup.
You know, AVs, they're a hard matchup for us because they all play like guards. And so, you know, we've got some true post players that don't play on the perimeter, and so they're going to be quicker than us in those spots. But we'll be bigger and stronger in some areas, and we'll just have to learn to take advantage of that.
Coach Graves, we'll see you Saturday.
Yep, thanks, Matt.
Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Panthers. They will be in the third-place game on Saturday against the Arcadia Valley Tigers.